ओम ज्ञान अतिमरंदस्या ज्ञानांजना समाकाया चाक्षुर मिलितम जैन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। वंदे भक्ति विनोरम श्री गौर शक्ति स्वरूपकम भक्ति शास्त्र ज्ञा सम्राजम राधा रास सुधा निधिम गुरुदाम गंतरम गौरा नामदाम दामदाम मुदा भक्तिदाम बुरीरम वंदे भक्ति विनोदकम सदा। टुडे इज द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्री श्रील सच्चिदानंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj would say that our line is known as the Bhakti Vinod Paribar. It's like the family of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. As indicated by Srila Guru Maharaj in his sloka, everything that we have or aspire to is a gift of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Because we can say Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, but in pursuance of the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was a gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to distribute the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the world. The wealth of the Krishna consciousness movement and its modern manifestation is traced to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because after Mahaprabhu appeared, in time, as usual, the Param Parjena Prakriti Vaichitra and the Bhagavatam from Krishna to Uddhava, the truth becoming modified according to individual temperament, Krishna telling Arjuna and Bhagavad Gita, Kalo Nashta Parantapa. Well, that's similar things. In time, that, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about this, spoke about this in his Bhagavad speech, where he said, in time, the truth is inevitably, invariably converted into error or falsity. So one might think, well, that's a bleak assessment, then why even try? No, I think actually it's a very honest statement and it's realistic. And I remember as a teenager reading Bhagavad Gita, when I would read the fourth chapter and Krishna would say, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Protavanaham, I instructed this science to Vivasvam. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasya vidu sakala neha nashta yoga nashta parantama. But in yoga, the link was broken in time, was lost. So therefore I'm speaking it again to you, Arjuna. To me, I thought, this is realistic, rather than saying that it's never broken, it's always perfect under all circumstances. That may be from the absolute consideration, but from relative consideration, it has to be allowed for and conceded, acknowledged, this possibility, the prospect that it can be lost, It can enter a suppressed position because it's never lost an absolute sense. Suppressed, lost in that sense, not visible for the most part. So after Mahaprabhu appeared and then withdrew from this world, and one by one so did his associates, we see Narottam Thakur. But after Narottam Thakur, like Biswanath Chakrabarty Thakur, but after Biswanath Chakrabarty Thakur, we don't see so much. Because what happened was this modification according to individual temperament, imposing the lower, imposing upon the higher. So although around the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just before, such great souls as Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, but for the most part, unknown and inaccessible. A handful of such devotees where the greater group known as Gaudiya Vaishnavas had deviated and degraded to the point where Gaudiya Vaishnavism had a bad name in society. People thought, oh, those are those people who in the name of the culture of divine love, they're engaged in so many abominable practices. We know all about them. We're not interested in hearing about that or having connection with them. So the line had actually descended into ill repute. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared. And as Guru Maharaj says in the sloka, Guru Dham, Granthadham, Gaura Dham, Namadham, Uda, Bhakti Dham, Buddhi Dham, Bande, Bhakti Vinodakam Sada. One by one, he is listing what are the gifts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And if we look at the list carefully, we see it's everything. It's not just a few, some contributions. No, it's everything. It's the foundation of the modern day Krishna consciousness movement. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he descended into this world and he's appearing like one of the people of this world. I once said to Srila Guru Maharaj that as Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks of at a certain age coming connection with the Chaitanya Charitamritam and discovering Mahaprabhu and the Bhagavatam like that. And then we see these unparalleled contributions in terms of his writings, the songs, the discoveries. So I presented this to Srila Guru Maharaj because it could not be that he was a person of this world and then gradually he became exposed to Krishna consciousness and achieved such a high position and the extent of his contributions. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, when we consider the magnitude of his contributions, then we can understand he descended from that plane into this world, that he's a Shaktivesh avatar. That's the position of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's a Shaktivesh avatar. He's divinely empowered for a specific purpose to revive the Krishna consciousness movement proper to enact a course correction. To besides his own works, he prints the Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamritam, another Bhagavad Gita, a few editions, other literature. And then we see his books. So he says, Bhakti Shastra Gya Samrajam. He's the supreme knower, the king of the knowers of the Bhakti Shastras, and we see it's also evidenced in by what he produces. The spiritual cartography of Navadvipdham revealed in the Navadvipdham Mahatmyam. Right. It's not possible. The things that are described there are super extraordinary. Events that took place in other kalpas. Things that are not known or easily discernible from other scriptures. Right. So we know that in the midst of government service, that he asked to be transferred to Krishnanagar. And at the time he's very sick, and he's taking a train ride to Krishnanagar, and he thinks, if I don't make it, you know, if I die on the train, if I don't survive, at least I will have died going in the right direction. But upon reaching Krishnanagar, we know the British are expert bureaucrats at keeping records. So they have land deeds of all the property transfers. And something called hunter's records. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is examining these records. And he sees this one land transfer, and the land is called, the location, it says, M-Y-A-P-U-R, like British saying, you know, M-Y for my, then A-P-U-R, Mayapur. Mayapur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is like, And he goes to that place, he gets some divine inspiration. And we're told he's living in Swarup Ganj, which is nearby Krishnanagar. And as we heard, sometimes in the evening, 8 o'clock or so, he eats like 6-8 rotis, some big glass of hot milk. He rests for 4 hours. Then at midnight, he awakens, and the whole night, he's taking Krishna Nam, he's writing the Vaishnava songs, all of his books, he's taking Krishna Nam. There was a stone bench outside his house, he would sit there and take Krishna Nam, but very loudly. And one person who was his neighbor, who later became a disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur, his name was Bharati Maharaj, he said, I would hear him at 3 o'clock in the morning taking Krishna Nam. He said, but it was so, pitiful in the sense that, he said, it was as if someone's heart was broken and they were crying out for their long distant beloved with such intensity and fervent Bhaktivinoda Thakur taking the name of Krishna. We know that in his final days, because he describes in the Sharanagati the effects of substantial Krishna Nam. That while taking Krishna Nam, Nama Rupa Guna Lila, some form starts to appear with particular color, qualities pulling one into the passing, then vanishes, appears again, and all the different sorts of ecstatic symptoms that are, that devastate the form, divine form of that, such a devotee. One later follower of Gaudiya Math and Saraswati Thakur, he witnessed all of these divine ecstatic symptoms in the form of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When they came to visit him, we heard in his final days, he is so withdrawn from this world and entering the upper world that he is sometimes naked in his house. He had an attendant, Krishnadas, who in the event that a guest would come, would take some cloth and sit Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a chair and put the cloth over him. And some guests came and they had heard he was so great and asked if he could say something about Krishna Nam. And we're told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very excited, said, "You want to hear about Krishna Nam? You are so fortunate to ask about Krishna Nam." By answering the question, he is taking Krishna Nam, and all the ecstatic symptoms started manifesting on his form. With him saying, "Krishna Nam, you want to hear about Krishna Nam?" And he fainted onto the floor. Unable to withstand the intensity of the ecstasy. So that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, taking Krishna Nam in the morning, sometimes he would have a vision that across the Ganga was the spiritual city appearing. So having consulted that map, he went to the place known as Mayapur and consulted some of the local people. They're Muslims at the time, and they said, "There's some land there, but it's useless. We tried cultivating it, nothing grows there." They said, "Oh, one thing grows there, tulsi. Only tulsi is growing there, nothing else, so we have no interest in that place." No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, finding that place, and he can understand by his spiritual capacity that this is indeed the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But such an exalted soul, he seeks the confirmation of whom he considers to be the most superior Vaishnava, Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And he brings Babaji Maharaj to that place, and we're told, although Babaji Maharaj was invalid at the time, being carried in a like palki wicker basket by his attendant. In other words, he cannot walk, he's hunchbacked. When he arrives at that place, he becomes so ecstatic that he leaps from the basket. He's leaping in the air like a meter off the ground, dancing in ecstasy, showing ecstatic symptoms. And that for Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the confirmation that what he perceived in his heart and realized is confirmed by the superior Vaishnava. Even such a great soul as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this sense, is showing not to be overly confident and one's own estimation of things. This is always the system. Sanatana Goswami asking even a junior Jagadananda Pandit, it aroused the anger in Mahaprabhu, the Jagannath Pandit instructed him, but still it shows the humility of Sanatana Goswami. Mahaprabhu taking the advice of Sanatana Goswami. And always, this is the way, this is the system. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, having identified the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, then he revealed it to the world, instituting the annual Gaur Purnima celebration and festival. And re-establishing the line in all of its purity. And his contributions, Srila Guru Maharaj's outlines, and his Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam. Actually, what is it? Dvadasakam. Or, you know, 10, 12. There's a very interesting verse there where he mentions the predecessor acharyas, Madhva and Ramanuja. He's not saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's position is equal to theirs. What he's saying is that the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur has surpassed what was given by Ramanuja and Madhva. And why shall we think that? We think, oh, this is some hyperbole or exaggeration that's being given by a follower of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But if you consider that Ramanuja and Madhva, they're taking, as Guru Maharaj once said, Ramanuja discovered Vaikuntha. The way the ships used to sail the ocean and they discovered a new world, he discovered Vaikuntha. But Ramanuja and Madhva take us to Vaikuntha. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes us to Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna conception, and particularly to Mahaprabhu. So his gift to the world and Radha Dasyam is unparalleled. Guru Maharaj renders Rupa Goswami Sloka, Anarpita Charim Chirad Koranavatirna Kalo. What has not been given previously? He said, really, it is Radha Dasyam. Because Krishna Prem is given by the Gaur avatar in every Kali Yuga. But only in this, we're told, once in the day of Brahma does Krishna appear, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. There's an overlapping of the yugas. Dwarpa comes third, Treta second. And in the Kali Yuga that follows, Mahaprabhu appears as Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, and proclaiming the glories of Radha Dasyam, and giving entrance into that plane of service. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift exceeds that of Ramanuja and Madhva. And in that prayer, which was so much appreciated by Srila Saraswati Thakur, it says, Sri Gaura Anumatam Swarupa Viditam Rupa Grajayanadritam Rupadye Pariveshitam Ragugunai Asvaditam Sevitam Jivadyay Abhirakshitam Shukra Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Padasevanam Ritam Aho Tadatumisho Bhavan. Aho means, oh, how wonderful is your gift to the world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What is it? Saying, the purpose of why Sri Gauranamatam Swarupa Biditam, the purpose, the internal, the real substantial internal purpose of the descent of Mahaprabhu, that's known only fully to Srup Damodar. As mentioned in Charitamritam, and we discussed recently, right? Srup Damodar on Lalita Saptami. Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, Mahaprabhu's second self. Srup Damodar, only Srup Damodar knows fully. The Chaitanya Charitamritam is based on the notes of Srup Damodar and his, you know, Swarupa Raghu, his Raghunath, Raghunath Das Goswami. That's where all of Kaviraj Goswami extracts everything, and from Rupa Goswami. Right. So, Sri Gauranumatam Swarupa Viditam Rupagrajena Adritam, and Sanatan Goswami Prabhu, the Bhakti Siddhanta Acharya, Sambandhagyan Acharya, this is worshipable to him. Remember, what's being described here, Guru Maharaj said, this is your gift to the world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But he's outlining it and assessing the different qualities, qualification, characteristics, contributions, gifts of all these super servitors, culminating and showing, this is what is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world. Rupadye Puriveshitam. And Rupa Goswami and his followers distributing that with the Bhakti Rasa Shastras. Padye Padive Raghu Ganai Ashwaditam Shavit. And Raghunath Das, and by extension Krishnadas, Kaviraj Goswami, they're relishing this. And what's happening? It's becoming enhanced and more developed in the process that we see. Writings of Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Then Jivadye Abhirakshitam Sukashitam, Jivadye Abhirak, like Guru Maharaj's name, Bhakti Rakak, Rakshaka, means guardian, protector. And we didn't get the opportunity to say something with regard to Srila Jiva Goswami's appearance day. This is his service to the Sampradaya, to protect what has been given by Mahaprabhu, worshipped by Sanatan, distributed by Rupa, and tasted by Raghunath and Krishna. He's protecting that from adulteration, from those who would challenge its authenticity. Rupa Goswami writes so many things never before heard, understood. Jiva Goswami shows how it's not only possible, why it's real, it's true. That's his seva. He's serving Rupa and Sanatan. One would say, well, how do we know that these things are bona fide or that we should accept them? Because of Jiva Goswami. Actually, their authorial voice alone is sufficient. But Jiva Goswami is there to provide this service to Rupa Sanatan and the Sampradaya. Right. And Srila Saraswati Thakur Guru said, Sri Jiva Tejasthiti, he had the fire, the tej, the intensity of Jiva Goswami in his defense of the Sampradaya and the gifts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to this world. Once someone said, the Prema Bibart as presented by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's written by Jagadananda Pandit. They said, but it so perfectly supports the position of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur, we think Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote it. They're saying, that's how perfectly it supports their position. As Brahma Sangita supports Mahaprabhu's position, saying, we think Mahaprabhu wrote that. But it's saying Brahma Sangita. Guru Maharaj said, if taking it that that's true, it just got upgraded. if it was written by Mahaprabhu. So, jiva, jiva jaya barakshitam, sukha, shiva, brahma, urava, they're all aspiring for a drop of this substance. Asamaho charanayenu jishamahangsham, brindavane kimapi gumalatosa dinam. An atomic presence in that plane is what they see. It's so high, so wonderful, so dignified, so extraordinary. They're seeking an atomic presence in that plane. Not voyeuristically envisioning themselves as super servitors. They seek an atomic presence in that plane. That's a reasonable, legitimate aspiration. And by whom? Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, Urava. And then we have to ask, then all of this build-up, then what is it? You say, right? What Mahaprabhu, why he came down into this world? Say, oh, for Nam Sankirtan, Bahiranga Sangha Kori Nama Sankirtan. That was his public service. But what was his private intent, purpose? Antaranga Sangha Kori Rasa Ashvadan. Right? To embrace fully, without restraint, the position of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Subalita Nomi Krishna Sarupam. They're saying, so your gift to what was brought down by Mahaprabhu, appreciated by Srup Damodar, worshipped by Sanatan, distributed by Jiva, relished by Raghunath Das and Krishna Das, protected by Jiva and Baladev, aspired for by Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, Narada, and Uddhava. What is it? Sri Radha Parasevanamritamaho Tadatum Ishobhavan. Sri Radha Parasevanamritam. The service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is your gift to the world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And lest someone think that Guru Maharaj is jumping over, like, what audacity he has to pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this way? Why? He said, because for Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is everything. This was a strategy adopted by Srila Guru Maharaj to capture Saraswati Thakur. He thought, he's so wholly consumed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said his deities, Vinod Pran, Vinod Ananda, Vinod this, Vinod everything, Vinod. So much, he couldn't talk, if someone had that name, like Bhaktivinoda, he couldn't tolerate it. There's only one Bhaktivinoda in his heart. But to capture, and what? So what does Guru Maharaj pray? To Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Oh, therefore, allow me to be what? No. He said, please allow me to be one of the servitors of your dear Doita Das, of your servitor. That's the proper. Das Anudas. That's what his prayer is. You're so great. So your Doita Das, who's most dear to you, if I can be one of the servitors of his holy lotus feet. So, Gurudam, Granthadam, Gauradam, he gave all of our books. And that means, besides publishing Bhagavatam and Charitamritam, his books, the Jaiva Dharma, the Chaitanya Shikshamritam, Krishna Sangita, Prem Pradeept, so many others. Then all of the songs. For the most part, we sing the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. With some, mainly Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur, but mostly Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And for the most part, these songs are written from the position of the aspiring servitor for the non-liberated. He has also songs, the liberated position, but for the most part, his songs are for the aspiring servitors and practitioners. Guru Maharaj said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur had perhaps 7 Diksha disciples. So when you think about, then you would think everyone would be his disciple. He gave Diksha to 7 people. But in Guru Maharaj's sloka, what is the first line? He says, Guru Dham, he gave us Guru, meaning Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Gurudev liked to say that being attracted by the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought Saraswati Thakur down to this plane to distribute that wealth to the world. That is his purpose. That Saraswati Thakur's purpose is to distribute the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the world. That's why I say it is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when Saraswati Thakur was younger, he took him on Dham Parikrama with him. Just like the devotees now, they like to go Navadvip Dham Parikrama, Brajamandal Parikrama. Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's like we hear in the original Navadvip Dham Mahatmyam, Navadvip Dham Parikrama is Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami Prabhu. Then later, Narottam and Srinivas. Then later revived by Saraswati Thakur and his followers. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur tour all the holy places. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses a somewhat enigmatic statement. He says, I would like to construct a hut in Brahmaharad, which is means Kurukshetra. He said, and do my bhajan there. And as heard through Saraswati Thakur on his Brajamandal Parikrama with his disciples, on the basis of what was given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said once, and remember, this is highly contextual. And he said, we all know Vrindavan is for the shallow, hollow thinkers. A man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. And Srila Guru Maharaj himself said, he said, when I heard that, he said, it was as if I fell out of the top of a tree. He said, up to this point, we're hearing Vrindavan is the highest place. It's, you know, reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. The aspiration of, you know, Narada and Uddhava and Brahma, Shiva. And now he's saying, that's for the hollow, shallow thinkers. A man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. And in the minds of many devotees here, they think, oh, Kurukshetra of Bhagavad Gita? Not Kurukshetra of Bhagavad Gita. But Kurukshetra, where after long separation, the Radharani and Brajagopis are again meeting Krishna. Dwarka Krishna and the queens of Dwarka and his entourage. Like recently there was a solar eclipse. So at the time of solar eclipse, they go to this holy place in Kurukshetra to perform some supremely auspicious activities. And under the plea of, so Braja Gopis, oh, we also, we're going, Krishna and Dwarka queens, they're coming in, everyone's meeting there. And after what we can conceive of 100 years separation, they're long at last seeing their beloved Krishna again. And we shall recall, these are the same Braja Gopis who cursed the creator Brahma for making eyes that blink. Because while the eye blinks, it's disrupting the view of the inconceivable beauty of Krishna. Atati yadbhavani kananam tutir yugayate tamakushan srimukham jate tamadikshasam pakshmakridrasam. And the Gopi Gita, tutir yugayate, it's like a yuga. This blinking is like an intolerable yuga of separation for them. So what to speak then of 100 years of separation? And long at last they get to see Krishna. And what do we see? They see Krishna absent his flute. He's not dressed in Gopavesh as a cowherd boy. He's as the king of Dwaraka, dressed like a king, and they cannot conceal their disappointment. Which Guru says shows also that for Radharani, Krishna's inseparable from his paraphernalia. Not in Vrindavan, not on the banks of the Jamuna, no flute, no Gopavesh. Nothing. What kind of Krishna is this? Some sort of a masquerade. They cannot conceal their heart's disappointment. How in it reveals not only the magnitude and intensity of their love and affection for Krishna, but how it's exclusively focused on Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Shama Gopa Roop. Right. So sometimes people ask, what is our position on like other religions or, and there's a diplomatic way to answer that question in a general sense in the world. Like, what to speak of other religions? The Braja Gopis, they're not interested in Narayan of Vaikuntha or Dwaraka Krishna. So, what to speak of other things? Dwaraka Krishna cannot satisfy their heart's inner hankering. What to speak of something that's remote, partial, abstract? There can be no interest from them. So, at that time, Guru Maharaj says, and he presents his formula, right? That service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. At this time, because separation has reached its zenith point, Srimati Radharani's service necessity is at its greatest. Remember, all real substantial service in the Krishna consciousness movement is transacted through her. At this point, separation has reached its zenith point. Bahi Vishujala Hoy Bhitore Anandamoy Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says the unique, astonishing, wonderful characteristic of Krishna Prem is realized in separation, if you want to see it at its blazing best, right? That although externally it appears the devotee is suffering the effects of like cobra venom, they're poisoned, internally they're relishing some sweet, extraordinary, peculiar nectarine substance. So the heart, it's all about heart, divine heart, divine love, Krishna Prem. The heart reaches greater depth in separation than it does in union. As Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Gurudev pointed out, he's saying, what is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? He's always reaching the separation zenith point and tasting from there. That's what he keeps revisiting incessantly, is the zenith point of separation and relishing from that position. Where from the position of the greatest hunger will be the greatest relish. Where is this realized? Kurukshetra? And what is his pastime? It's not an incidental pastime, Ratiyatra. Every year, this is the pastime. And what is it about? Separation has reached its zenith point on both sides. For Ratha and Krishna, Dwarka Krishna is transformed into Jagannath because of the ecstatic transformation caused by the intensity of the separation. That's the form of Jagannath. And then they're taking him to Vrindavan. This is the primary pastime celebrated annually by Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Every year in Jagannath Puri. And in the last 12 years, behind closed doors, with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda, Brahmar Gita, which is another separation zenith point. So Gurudev said quite simply, what is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? It's from this position. As Krishna, he knows everything about union. Lakshmi Sahasrashata Sambrahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adi Purusha. He's the Adi Purush. He knows everything about pastimes of union. Krishna, this has captured his curiosity. From the zenith point of separation, what he observed in Srimati Radharani, from the Kunja Singh being separated from him. He's come to taste that incessantly for the last 12 years of his life. But here in Kurukshetra, Radharani expressing her disappointment on behalf of Braja Gopis, Krishna reassuring them. She's saying, Krishna saying, Mayi bhakti arhi bhutanam amritattaya kalpate dishta madasin matsneho bhavatinam madapana. But what does she say? What is the sloka? Geham jisoma sadana. I can't recall right now. Varavinde, Yogeshwari, Hridi, Vichinta, Magadabun, Sangsara, Kumpatino, Taranavalambam. The first line. Anyway. She's presenting that we're very simple gopi girls from Vrindavan. Previously you told us when we were feeling deep separation, we should take up yoga and learn how to meditate. God is everywhere and everything. That was so cruel and not funny. It just made us angry. Krishna's saying, God is everywhere. Like, no, that we're not that type of God. We're not interested in. He's in everywhere and every. Stop with the God is everywhere stuff. We should learn how to meditate, close our eyes, and think of you. But Uddhava said, but if you will try that, something very special will happen. Another meaning of adhoksaja is to close your eyes. So Uddhava told him, close your eyes and something special will happen. And they closed their eyes and Krishna appeared. They were like, oh. But still, they're not happy at this suggestion. Ahushchate nalina nava padara vinde yogeshware hridi vichanta magada bodhe sangsara kupa patito taranava lambam gehom jusham manasi abhis manasi suryat sadana sangsara kupa. That's like what it sounds like. They're saying, we're in the deep well of household. They're presenting themselves as so fallen and unqualified. But at the same time, they're saying, there's only one thing that will satisfy them, and is that you? But not dressed like this, not in this sort. We like Vrindaranya, not a Lokaranya. We like the Vrindaranya, not a people forest. What is this? Surrounded by so many people, and these chariots, everything. We want you in Vrindavan, on the banks of Jamuna, in your cowherd dress, playing on your flute. That we want. And we won't be satisfied with anything less than that. And when Krishna realizes how much they love him as who he is, Swayam Bhagavan, the Gopa, Shama Sundar, Govinda. Mayi bhakti ributanam amritattaya kalpate distyamarasin matsneho bhavatinam manapana. He's saying, I promised in Bhagavad Gita that the way people surrender to me, I reciprocate that. Napareham niravadisam. But in your case, I can't. What is in your hearts is so wonderful. Normally, most people think, whether they're karmis, gyanis, yogis, karmis trying to escape sinful reactions, going, God save me, I've done wrong, karma's coming. Gyanis, yogis, if they get me, they've got everything, and that's true. See, but what about me? He said, I consider it my fortune to be the object of love that's in your pure hearts. So let virtue be its own reward. I cannot reciprocate. So Guru Maharaj is saying, and then apareham niravadya samyadam, so Krishna's admitting, although in Gita I said I reciprocate equally, and Bhagavatam I qualified it somewhat, but here I'm just admitting defeat. I don't know, I can give more than myself to you. You deserve more than that. So Guru Maharaj said, what does he do? He descends as Mahaprabhu and becomes their canvasser. He's telling everyone how great is Radharani and Vrajagopis. And now I'm one of them. Krishna's been converted into a devotee. Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Rucha Vritam Nityam Nomi Nabadipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai. The Guru Rupa of Krishna is Gauranga. So when Krishna becomes Guru, it means Gauranga. Swabhaktavyam Sudham Nijabhajanam Mudram Upadishan. And he's not just teaching generic bhakti. He's distributing Radha Dasyam. That's his idea. promoting the glories of Radharani and her group in this world. As Gaur Leela, the magnanimous distribution of Krishna Leela, every atom in Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. Gurumar said the Nam Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu is the Rasa Leela in distribution. It's that sort of inconceivable recruitment. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying this Zena's point is that Radharani so much wants Krishna, and Krishna is right before her, but not in the way that she desires. And the example he gave, he said, was like in a football game. We know, and when the ball, it's in the midfield, and it goes to this side, it goes to that side, it keeps going back and forth. Not so much of a loss, it's trading going back and forth. But when the team, they go down, and then they kick the ball, and it goes to the goal, and oh, it just goes off. What a loss. And we've heard in the London Mat on Green Street and East London, there was used to be a football stadium nearby. And you'd hear the sounds, like silent, then like 100,000 people, you would hear go, oh, at the same time when the ball just missed. They're like devastated by that. So he's saying, Radharani, Krishna, the goal is before them, and what? No flute. Where are your cowherd boy clothes? You're wearing this crown. This is not our Krishna. What happened? Such disappointment. At that time, she's in the greatest service necessity, necessity from her servitors. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if I do my bhajan in that place and enter that plane of service, there's no possibility of ever coming down to this plane again. So that's the place. The zenith point of separation, where according to the intensity of its necessity, service draws remuneration. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the expert, he identified that place. And Saraswati Thakur shared this with his disciples. And it gives us a hint of the inner qualities of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We hear his worshipable deities of Gaur Gadadhar. And Srila Gurudev said in Lakhton, St. Petersburg, once he referred to it as the private chamber of bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In other words, this is not something to be imitated or taken lightly, casually, an option. No, it is the private chamber of bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Guru Maharaj once said, really, paraphrasing, like a double dose of Madhura Rasa, because I have Mahaprabhu in the position of Radharani and Gadadhar Pandit. And Saraswati Thakur said, if I look deeply at Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I see Gadadhar Pandit. And if I look deeply at Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I see in the background Srimati Radharani herself. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, Guru Jana Shire Puna Shobhapai Shataguna. Over the head of Gurudev, Krishna looks 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times more beautiful. That's where the beauty of Krishna is to be detected and seen. Guru Jana Shire means the head. Puno Shobhapai Shataguna, the beauty enhanced hundreds and thousands of times. And that's how Bhaktivinoda, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he did not see Bhaktivinoda Thakur as father, unlike one of his brothers. And he wrote an article titled Radha Badha Baba, whom he should have seen as Radha, Sri Radha, he mistakenly thinks as, you know, father. Saraswati Thakur transcended that conception. So it's inappropriate to speak that way. Saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gadadhar Pandit and Radharani when he looked. He did not, his relationship was not based upon family consideration. And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guru Maharaj met one of the men who was at a talk, he said, given at his school, where he predicted that in the future they will come from the Western world and join in the Nam Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu and Navadeep and sing the glories of the Lord and his devotees. He predicted that. Hare Krishna. And one of his songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that all the Vedas declare that Krishna is the property of Radharani and her girlfriends. So in one sense, we could say, this is an outrageous statement. Is that what they say? Nigama kapatrur galitam palam shukamukhar amritadavishamitam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavuka. Bhagavatam says, Veda is the fully ripened fruit from the tree of Veda. To see a tree, such a tree, without its fruit, or not in relation to its fruit, is to misunderstand the purpose of the tree. Vedaishta sarvar ahangeva vedyo. Krishna is guiding us so that we don't become lost. He's saying, whatever they appear to be saying, it's all meant to understand me. So whether you see here, you know, there's Agni Puja and Indra Puja, this, that, and the other thing, I think he reveals in the Bhagavatam that Indra Puja is meant for him pretty clearly. Indra Mohan, Govardhan Puja. So, saying that this Bhagavatam, it culminates in the production of rasa. It's producing and distributing rasa. Then we'll say, well, yes, but still. So Guru Maharaj wrote his sloka, Yadamiya Mahima Sri Bhagavatam Katayam Pratipatam Anubhutam Apya Lavideya Tadakila Rasamurti Shyamalila Avalambam. The Shyamalila, in this case, means Madhura Rasa, is all dependent upon one person. Shyamalila Avalambam Sri Madhura Rasadi Sri Radha Parase. I'm mixing two. Madhura. Anyway, saying really that it's all avalambam means dependent upon one person. That means Srimati Radharani. So the book is about rasa, but without her, Krishna is saying, what sort of rasa do you have? So the Madhura rasa is dependent upon her. So Guru Maharaj is saying in his verse, the Bhagavatam really takes us not only to the domain of rasa, but Madhura rasa, and the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasyam. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, the Vedas declare that Krishna is the property of Radharani and the Braja Gopis, Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Gurudev said, he can say that because he has a comprehensive vision of the whole. I thought that was very beautiful. And we didn't mention, we should say something in praise of Vamandev, that Guru Maharaj says, in the Vedas it says merely, Adbhutakram, it mentions, he of wonderful stride, and who takes three wonderful strides. It's not explained in detail or delineated. But in the Puranas, whose purpose is to fulfill, they are so old, they have information from previous creations. In that sense, they can predate Veda, although that seems impossible in a linear sense, in terms of how chronologically how they appear. But as they have information from previous creations, in that sense, they can predate. So there, what are those wonderful strides? That on the plea, and how charming and beautiful is Vamadeva. And it has an element, I think, of humor. Because who will take these giant strides? Then if we have stereotypical conventional thinking about divinity, it must be a very giant form of God. If he is going to, in one stride, take half the universe, another stride, how big would he have to be? A dwarf. He's the infinite. So how does he come before him? As a dwarf. Not 20 feet tall, 100 meters tall, that would kind of give it away. Comes as a dwarf. But very beautifully, has low umbrella, he's a brahmachari. Everyone goes, oh, he's so beautiful. And Balimara is saying, like, oh, young brahmachari, Brahmin boy, what can I offer you? I must give you something in charity, whatever you want. And what did he think? He said, oh, I would like 3 steps of land. And he said, obviously, you're just a young man and you're not very experienced in the world. No, ask for more than that. You know, 3 steps of land. And he's a dwarf. How big could it be? Ask for something substantial. And Vamandev said, well, I've heard that to have more than you need is detrimental in spiritual life. You should just accept, you know, what you actually need. I only need 3 steps. All right, suit yourself. I mean, what is it? He starts expanding. First step, he's covering half the universe. Second step, he's covered everything. And what does he say? After this astonishing Adbhutakram display, he's known as Trivikram, saying, to Bali Maharaj, "You're trying to cheat me. I'm cheating. You just took the universe in two steps. Why I'm cheating?" So, because you promised me three steps of land, and I took two, and now where do I take the third step? So I thought you were trying to deceive me. But really, now we come to the point. What does Krishna, he has as Mahavishnu, innumerable universes coming out of his pores. So what would be his interest in entering any one of them as an avatar and claiming it? Why? He has innumerable universes coming out of his Mahavishnu form. There must be something else. And it's always the same thing. There's always a connecting thread where the infinite comes under the control of the finite. Where is devotion? Not just some esoteric mysticism. It will all, if we're reading things properly, we will always read the devotional aspect. And if that's not apparent, you're not reading it right. That's what we learn. Veda Vyasa saying, this is the fully ripened fruit of the tree of Veda. You think the tree of Veda was something, and then Vedanta was the floral essence of that tree. But the Bhagavatam is the fully ripened fruit. It's about this nectarine juice. And what is it? Madhura rasa. As when the asuras and devas are churning the milk ocean to get amrita. What did Guru Maharaj tell me? He said, they're not seeking, the demons want to be live forever in the material world. And we could say, well, the devatas, they may want to extend their life in the heavenly planets. See, but really what they're searching for, amrita, is not generic immortality. What they're searching for is the ultimate nectarine substance, which is Madhura Rasa. That's why this pastime is given in the eighth canto, because it's all going in this one direction. There's a connecting thread. So, Vamandev saying, and my third step, you promised. And now we come for what he really wanted, as Bali Maharaj, Atmani Vedanam, to offer himself. And then he said, my Lord, you can put your third step on my head. And Vamandev, that's really why I came, for you. What am I going to do with all this universe? In fact, I'll give it back to you. You can be the king in the Brazil, the southern hemisphere. I think our Trivikram Maharaj, his name is Trivikram, Gurudev came and like took all the land, then he installed Mahaprabhu. And what was left, he gave Gurudev everything. But there was something Gurudev wanted most, then he offered himself to Srila Gurudev. Put your lotus feet on my head and let me offer my head and service eternally to your holy lotus feet. Jai Srila Bhaktivi Jai Trivikram Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Jai Vamandev Ki Jai Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj is a Mahajan. Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Avirbhav Mahamahutsavatiti Ki Jai, and also Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu, Avirbhav Mahamahutsav Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.